The question was asked, why do we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Israel? So, in a nutshell, there was a time when we would sanctify the new moon based on witnesses, and that would define our calendar. There were places that did not get the information in time, and those places had to keep 2 days on the holidays where they didn't know which day of the month it was, when the month had actually begun. Whether the month was, we know the lunar cycle is 29 and a half days, so some months have 29 days, some months have 30 days, when you don't know, so you consider it as, I'm not sure if today is the 14th or the 15th, I'm not sure if tomorrow is the 15th or the 16th, I don't know. So I need to celebrate both as Pesach, if I don't have the information yet. So this was true in the days of the High Court sanctifying the new moon. And that's in terms, in reference to every other holiday other than Rosh Hashanah.
How come they didn't do 3 days?
Because you never had a question of 3 days. You knew when the new moon was. Your question was it this day or the next day? You never had a question of 3 days.
Why was it just this day or the next day? I mean,
because my month is 29 and a half days. My question is always between 29 and 30.
Yes, that's
right.
That makes sense.
Okay, so this is true about every holiday other than Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah has two challenges. Challenge number one is that the holiday itself is on Rosh Chodesh. So I'm already at a disadvantage. I have very little time to know whether witnesses saw a new moon or not. Even if I am the high court myself. So what would happen? Along would come the 29th day of Elul. And as sunset of the 29th would descend upon us, no one knew. Is tomorrow going to be Rosh Hashanah or the next day? Now this is even in temple period times. They did not know. So, what would you have to do? You'd have to prepare for Yom Tov. Everyone did their cooking. Everyone got ready on the 29th.
I was going by the Rambam's opinion that they didn't have an algebraic.
Even if they had a formula, no one knew it. It was a secret in the high court. No one knew it. It wasn't public knowledge. So, on the 29th, everyone got ready for Yom Tov. I don't know. Is tomorrow Yom Tov or not? I don't know. So now let's imagine, I'm skipping away from reality to our imagination for a second. In a minute, we'll see what Chazal did and why. But let's imagine that this year we all get ready. It's very difficult because the 30th falls out on a Friday. So our wife is pretty ticked at us. Our wife says, I'm cooking for Friday and Shabbos. We don't have a refrigerator. I'm going and buying all the meat. And you don't even know if Friday is Rosh Hashanah or not. So we sit down on the night of the 30th. We didn't see a new moon, but maybe someone else did. You know, maybe from our town you couldn't see it. We're all wishing one another Shana Tovah. We have a festive meal. We come the next day. We ask the Rabbi, did you get word? Was there a new moon last night? The Rabbi says, I don't know. We go to shul. We daven our Rosh Hashanah davening. We come home. We have a festive meal. And then comes 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The Rabbi says, hey guys, I just got word from the court. They sent the guy on horse because it's not Rosh Hashanah today. You could all go do work. You could tell your wives to continue preparing because tonight's going to be Rosh Hashanah. How many years are you going to get away with that before people will start saying on the 29th, I'm not celebrating tonight Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to wait and see what happens. And then the next morning, I'm still going to wait and see what happens. And how many years will it take before people start openly desecrating the night of the 30th? Because I don't know if tonight's Rosh Hashanah or not. What do you want me to do? Not work? You want me to prepare for Yom Tov? Because tomorrow you'll tell me whether it was or wasn't Yom Tov? I'm going to run into problems, right? So already in the days of the Beis Din and the Sanhedrin and Kiddush HaChodesh, the rabbi said, we can't do this. People will always keep the 30th as Rosh Hashanah. When witnesses will come in and tell us the 30th was Rosh Hashanah, so they'll keep 1 day. If witnesses won't come in, they'll keep 2 days. But we can't do this that the first day is a maybe. The first day has to always be. And sometimes it'll be 2 days, and sometimes it'll be 1 day. Yeah? So this was already in the days of the Sanhedrin. So being that the institution of a two-day Rosh Hashanah had already begun, so the rabbi said, we're keeping it. We're not going to start playing, we're not going backwards. The two-day Rosh Hashanah had begun at a time where we knew where we had a court. If you were next-door neighbor to the court wouldn't tell you, hey, no witnesses came in and they're not coming in anymore. You got an hour left to Yom Tiv. No one's coming. Go do your work. We're closing the court. So the witnesses can't even show up and tell us. 2.5 hours before sunset, they would close the court, right? So the rabbis could technically tell their town, guys, go do work, go prepare new food for Yom Tov. It's not going to be today, because the courts are closed. There's no witnesses coming in. No, the rabbis saw that would lead to destruction. So they instituted the two-day Yom Tov, and they instituted the two-day Yom Tov as something which is different than the other two-day Yom Tovs. The other two-day Yom Tovs are, maybe I didn't calculate right, maybe I'm not going to get word of what the calendar is. Here I could be live next door to the court, and I'm still going to keep a two-day Yom Tov when I don't know what's happening. And it could be I do know what's happening. It could be that witnesses will come charging into town an hour before sunset, and they're going to say, we saw the new moon last night, we saw the new moon, today is Rosh Hashanah. And the courts will say, sorry, we closed up shop. But we know. Why are you going to keep tomorrow as Rosh Hashanah? We know today was Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't matter. We didn't get the testimony in time. We closed up shop. Today was retroactively the 30th of Elul. Tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. So even when I knew one way or the other way, we kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah. It was not because there was doubt. There were situations where there was for sure today would not be Rosh Hashanah. And still we kept 2 days. So when the rabbi said, all the other Yomim Tovim are a question of doubt. So in Israel, we're going to say they didn't have a doubt. They knew when the new moon was, and they always knew which day to keep Yom Tov, so they don't have to keep the two-day Yom Tov. In Chutz Lartz, they didn't know, so stick to your two-day Yom Tov, because there'll be times you don't know. But Rosh Hashanah was a different deal. Because Rosh Hashanah is still from the days of the temple. They were keeping the Rosh Hashanah sometimes 2 days Yom Tov. So the rabbi said, just stick to the 2 day Rosh Hashanah throughout the world, including Israel.
I thought I learned in Israel they kept around the 1200s or something still 1 day.
Oh. Oh. So there is an opinion in the commentary on the Rif. That's why I told you I was looking for the Rif around here. There is an opinion which was not accepted that said that in Israel that was not the institution, but that opinion was not accepted. It's not clear that there was once such a custom in Israel. There was once two opinions in Halacha, whether this was the institution or not. It's not so clear how many people in Israel adopted the opinion of 1 day. There definitely were rabbis who said 2 days, and there was also an opinion of 1 day. It's in the commentaries of the Rif. There is such an opinion, and it's an ancient opinion. There is such an opinion. How many communities kept this way and that way, I'm not clear on. But there were two opinions. Whether the Rabbi Nuzrachi Alevi, whether that opinion was actually kept in Israel, I don't know.
They made a psak in those days.
What?
They made a psak in those days that they should keep 2 days.
Yeah. There is a bottom line. I'm saying there's, yes. The majority opinion, and that's the ruling, that we keep 2 days in Israel as well. But you're right, that there was a period where there were two opinions as to what we should do here in Israel. Right. Yes.
Do